Grace and peace to all of you, my Father's children. Let's open with a word of prayer. Our gracious and heavenly Father, God, we thank you on this morning. We thank you, God, for life, health, and strength. We thank you, God, for last night's slumber. We thank you for this morning's rising. We thank you, God, for an opportunity to come in your presence again to study your word. Holy Ghost, be our preacher, be our teacher on today is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, we thank God for each and every one of you that counted it not robbery to take a few of your moments of sleep to wake up and hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. On this morning, our journeys take us to two scriptures, Colossians, the second chapter, the 9th through the 10th verse. And from the New American Standard Version, it reads as follows, "For in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form, and in him you have been made complete, and he is the head over all rule and authority." And the other scripture we like to go to is Philippians 1 and 6, a familiar passage of scripture. For some, it reads from the New American Standard Version, "For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it, perform it, complete it until the day of Christ Jesus." And the word of the Lord is blessed. For the next few moments, if you will allow me to be grammatically incorrect, I'd like to talk to you from a simple topic. He ain't finished yet. He ain't finished yet. As many of us that are here in Florida are looking at what seems to be looming in the horizon on today, September 6, 2017, if you ever decide to go back and listen to this recording again, we are all on very intense watch, watching storm come towards us, watching a storm seem to be barreling down on the state of Florida by the name of Irma, due to what we have seen in just the previous weeks with Hurricane Harvey hitting Texas and hitting Louisiana. It has gotten many of our citizens up in arms, many of the that live in the state of Florida up in arms, so much so that many started to evacuate on yesterday, have plans to evacuate today. And if you try to go into our stores on Labor Day, on Monday, folks went into our stores and stripped our shelves bare of water, bread, and other essentials, non-perishables, because of what is looming on the horizon. And while I understand that this might not necessarily be how you look at this scripture on today, this is the way I need to look at the scripture. I need to look at the scripture right now, you all, in the sense that what we see is not the finished product. What we see is not God's completion, not God's fullness. Now, don't get it twisted, you all. I am very well aware of the threat. I am very well aware of the danger. I am very well aware of the importance of preparation. And before we get off this phone, we are going to pray. And not only are we going to pray for Florida, but we're going to pray for the Leeward Islands. We're going to pray for Antigua. We're going to pray for the Virgin Isles. We're going to pray for everything and everyone looming in the path of this storm. But I need everyone to understand and get into their mind that what we see may not be the finished product. So if you're already coming up with a completion or a completed picture in mind, you might miss what God is doing in this season. Same thing that happens when a storm rises up in your life. I'm not talking about a hurricane. I'm not talking about a tornado. But I'm talking about when you get that bad doctor's report. I'm talking about when that loved one walks out of your life. I'm talking about when your job seems to go belly up out of nowhere when you thought everything was working well. I'm talking about when your children start acting crazy. I'm talking about when the church folks don't love on you the way that they were loving on you. You all is not just storms that rise up out of the Atlantic or the Pacific that we need to be concerned about, but do you all realize that we have spiritual hurricanes, tornadoes, tropical storms that come up in our lives almost every day? But we prepare for something that we can see, that we see forming, that we hear the millibars dropping on, that we hear about the winds rising on. But we don't even think to pray for those that are going through spiritual hurricanes every day, every moment of their lives. But I just came to encourage somebody today that what we see is not the finished product. What we see is not God's completion. We look for things to complete us, you all. We look for people to complete us. We look for scenarios to complete us, money, homes, houses, clothes. We look for those things to complete us. But can I help you out with something? The completion of God does not rest in possessions. It does not rest in material things. It only comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Then and only then can you begin to have the journey towards completion. Then and only then. I need to encourage somebody right now because they're trying to figure out how it is that they're going to save their cars, how it is that they can move their things off of the coast or away from waters rising because water floods in their neighborhood. And again, you all, I understand the importance of that, but I'm more concerned about your soul. If your car floats away, we can replace your car. If your clothes get damaged, you can replace your clothes. If mold comes in and takes over the bottom half of your house, we can cut away the bottom half of your house and we can replace that. Matter of fact, if it does something to the foundation, then maybe you weren't on a sure foundation anyway. But if something happens to your soul, you can't replace your soul. So you got to make sure that your hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. More important than anything, you all, more important than making sure that your windows are fortified, more important than making sure that you get some plywood to get up on your windows, more important than to make sure that your insurance premium for your possessions is paid up. Do you have life insurance on your soul? Because I'm confident in this very thing. That he who has begun a good work in you, he will perform it, he will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. Not until Irma goes on about our business, but he's going to keep perfecting it. He's going to keep completing it, you all. So, again, we're going to pray. We're going to pray about the storm, but I'm more concerned about praying about your soul. I'm more concerned about praying for the souls of those around you. Because if the people of God are going to be in upheaval, if the people of God are going to be in panic, then how will people know that God is their shepherd and they already have everything that they need? How will they know that they're not supposed to worry about anything, but by everything in prayer and supplication to make their request be made known unto God? And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep their hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. How will they know that their God will supply every single last one of their needs according to the riches and glory? How will they know to let this mind be in them that was also in Christ Jesus? How will they know not to let their mind be conformed to the panic and the chaos of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of their mind? How will they know if the people of God are in epic chaos? So I just came to let you know that as you're looking at the tracks of the storm, to let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in this. And I know what the scripture says. I know it says, if you believe in God, believe also in me, with Christ Jesus, talking about believing in him for eternal life. I know what it says, and I'm not adding to the word or taking away from the word. But if you also know God, if you have a relationship with God, then I need you to pray with me the prayer that Abraham prayed when God told him that he was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham began to pray in Genesis. And he first asked, God, if you found 50, would you bring destruction? And God said no. And ultimately that number dropped down to I believe about 5. Don't quote me on that. But it dropped down to a small number. And God said he would not destroy the land if he could find that small number saved. I'm going to tell you all right now that there are 5 of us on the phone. That's the number of grace. And I believe that if God could find 5 faithful that would pray, then he would not cause destruction to come over this land. So he ain't finished yet, y'all. He ain't finished in your life. And this situation about the storm ain't finished. I'm going to do something I don't normally do. If you have some background noise going on, I'm going to ask that you would be mindful of that. I'm taking everyone off of mute. And we're now going to go before the throne. So as you're listening in prayer, well, I ask that you join in prayer with me as we pray. Our God and our Father, we thank you on today. First and foremost, God, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word reminds us that in spite of what's going on in our lives, whether it be financial, whether it be physical, whether it be situations in our jobs, our marriages, our children, God, that you are faithful to perform. And you will not stop performing until the day of the coming of Christ Jesus. So, God, I thank you for your word that reminds us that no matter what it is we see right now, it ain't over. It ain't finished. You aren't finished yet with what's going on in our lives. I thank you, God, that you use situations to perfect us. I thank you that you use situations to show your glory, that you use situations to perform, God. And I'm so grateful for you, God. And I'm grateful for those that are on this call that counted it not robbery, even in the midst, even in the scope of a storm, God, that they would get up out of their beds and that they would get on the call, God, and that they would listen to what your word is saying. Now, God, I pray. I pray even now, God, by the aid of the Holy Ghost, God, that in the midst of what the world is saying, in the midst of the news reports, in the midst of what the meteorologists are saying, in the midst of this storm that is coming our way, oh God. Father, I pray by the aid of the Holy Ghost, oh God. God, that you would do what it is that you see fit. God, you've already known what it is that you desire to do, God, in the light of the storm. You know what your will is, oh God. Now, Father, we pray that your will be done. But even in the midst of your will being done, Father, we pray the prayer that Abraham prayed, oh God. Father, we pray, oh God, that if you find those righteous, God, in the Leeward Islands, oh God, Father, that you would not cause it to be destroyed, oh God. If you find righteous, oh God, in the Antigua Islands, oh God, that you would not cause it to be destroyed, God. Father, if you find faithful, oh God, in the Virgin Islands, oh God, in Puerto Rico, oh God, in San Juan, oh God, if you find righteous, oh God, you would not cause it to be destroyed, oh God.
Father, if you find faithful, oh God, in the keys, oh God, you would not cause it to be destroyed. If you find faithful, oh God, in South Florida, oh God, you would not cause it to be destroyed. God, if you find faithful, oh God, in the southwest region of the United States, oh God, you would not cause it to be destroyed, oh God. Father, you already know, oh God, what you have designs, oh God, for Irma to let us know, God. So, Father, we pray now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will let your will be done, oh God. And, Father, God, that we would not be concerned, oh God, but, Father, that we will lean not to our own understanding, but God, that we would trust you in all things, even now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We have canceled the assignment of the enemy right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that all possessions, oh God, that you deem, oh God, important, God, to be saved, God, be protected, oh God. Let your people, God, be protected is our prayer in Jesus' name. God, let us not go out as a people without hope, but God, let us tell somebody of the hope that we stand on, because our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. God, we trust you. God, we believe in you. And God, we expect testimonies to come out of this now in Jesus' name. We pray and we trust you. Amen and amen. Thank God for each and every one of you on this morning. You go out and be the change that you desire to see. One person, one household, one testimony at a time. God bless you.